Good morning. This is Father Joseph Hagen. I'm again joined with Father Hyacinth Grubb, and we're continuing our series on the mysteries of the Rosary, the joyful mysteries. Today we're doing the fourth joyful mystery, that is the presentation of Jesus in the temple. This, I think the first three joyful mysteries, most of us have some thoughts. They're kind of, you know, we get them. The presentation, and perhaps the next one too, the finding, they're a little bit more, well, I would say mysterious, but they're all mysteries. So this might be a little bit, we might have to learn a little bit from each other. Do you want to go first? I can go first, whatever you like.
Well, first of all, in the presentation, this often gets confused. It's not the circumcision.
No. Circumcision is 8 days. Yeah. Presentation is 40 days afterwards.
And the presentation is really about Mary in a way. It's about Mary. You know, it's part of the old law, the Levitical law, that a mother 40 days after child would birth would go and would offer a sacrifice in thanksgiving for this child, and as a sort of purification of all the sort of labors of childbirth.
Yes, yes.
And so Mary went, and in the law, there's a provision for those who are wealthy and those who are poor,
yes.
Right? A lamb or two turtle doves.
Yeah.
Right? And so Mary offers two turtle doves as a way of thanking God for the gift of her son, which is what, you know, the Levitical law required, and as a way of fulfillment of that law in the life of Jesus.
And of course, in reality, she's offering the true Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Right? And so in a way, St. John Paul II had a beautiful phrase. He talks about the presentation as the second annunciation, because that is when Mary hears the prophecy of Simeon, a prophecy that Jesus Christ will be for the rising and falling of many in Israel, and he will be a sign that is contradicted against, a sign of contradiction, and that Mary's own heart will be pierced. And to think about that, 40 days old, right? All of the great hopes any mother would have, but especially if you know your son is the eternal son of the Father, to hear that your son will suffer, will be contradicted, and that you will suffer with him. For me, I think about Mary's, how, this is not a scripture, but I sort of sense it, that she says to her son, "Wherever you go, I will go. Whatever you suffer, I will suffer. Whoever you forgive, I will forgive. Whatever you do, I will do it with you." Right? She doesn't know all the details about how Jesus, her son, will suffer. She doesn't know all the details about Good Friday. But, I mean, she knows enough of the prophet Isaiah that this Messiah will suffer. Now hearing this prophecy, this sort of just like, "I am completely yours, Jesus, and wherever you go, I'm going." That sort of, she says yes to being a mother at the Annunciation, and now she says yes to being Our Lady of Sorrows at the presentation. And it's still a joyful mystery, because her heart is, she says it out of love, which at the end of the day is a joyful thing. So I often ask Mary to help me to say yes to Jesus, just a full blank check. Wherever you're going, Jesus, I'm going too. Even if I kind of want to stay back and be safe. Like, to have that encouragement of Mary to, okay, Jesus, if this is the way we're going to go, if it's going to go to Calvary, well, take me with you, because I'd rather be with you there than be apart from you elsewhere. Yeah.
And in a way, it's a second annunciation too, in that it's a sort of ordinary moment. Right, yeah. It is certainly a special moment, I would imagine, for any mother, but it's sort of the ordinary course of having a child and raising them, and into that, this prophecy of Simeon and the presence of Anna, the prophetess Anna, comes, and again, it's this invitation to open our hearts and expect that God will speak to us through unexpected people and in unexpected ways in the sort of normal parts of life that are no longer normal because we have Christ within us.
Good, good. Well, I think that's good for now. We can always do more later.
Yeah, we can come back.
Well, thank you for joining us this morning. We hope that these are helping you meditate with Mary and pray with her, that our hearts may belong completely to Christ. And in that, will be our joy. We wish you that joy today and every day. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope to speak with you tomorrow. God bless you.